This Blog is Talk Coach Radio. This is Coach Allison with Amateur Sports Talk, sponsored by AmateurAthletes.com. Today we are talking to Special Olympics Georgia athlete Katie Wilson. Katie, hey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Allison?
I'm doing great. We also have David Crawford on the line. Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, how are y'all? Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're good. We're doing good.
Well, good deal. How are
so
you, Katie?
Katie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, what exactly is your diagnosis?
Well, I have Down syndrome. It's a chromosome disorder. And I had it since I was born. I was born with it.
Okay, and now you are a Special Olympic athlete. What made you want to become a Special Olympic athlete?
Well, being a Special Olympics athlete, it's really fun being an athlete, but also I do gymnastics, artistic and rhythmic, and I do bowling.
How did you get started?
I got started since I was very 6 years old, but now
So you've been doing it a long time, huh?
I have over 30 years, and I love it so much.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. So we have a caller on the line. So let's see. Hello, caller. How are you?
How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. And what is
your
name?
Can you hear me?
Yes. What is your name?
My name is Taylor Duncan. You actually just sent me this phone number through Facebook.
Okay, awesome. So we are talking about Special Olympic athletes and different things like that. Do you have a story to tell us, Taylor?
Right, yes. Well, I started a new baseball program for adults 16 and over with special needs, like including but not limited to autism, learning disabilities. We even got a couple of them with Down syndrome. And basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to show folks that, you know, just because we have a disadvantage, doesn't mean we're disabled. And that we can play competitive sports, and that, you know, we're capable of learning just like the rest of them. That's pretty much what it all boils down to, really. But
exactly. Do you agree with that, Katie?
Of course I agree with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, good, Taylor. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, we're here to hear stories like that and celebrate athletes, you know, that have any disability or don't, you know, because the biggest thing is exactly what you said, to put yourself out there and take a chance and, you know, prove that you can do all kinds of amazing things. So, Taylor, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. And can I say one more thing as well?
Yeah, sure.
For everyone wanting to follow us, you may follow our progress on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AtlantaRevolution. I guarantee you, you'll be inspired every single week that we're out there practicing. And we have a big event coming up soon. We're still trying to get the date, but it's going to be in Powder Springs, Georgia, not too far from the new Atlanta Braves Stadium, but we're just waiting for the date. So please follow us and stay tuned on that also.
Nice. Well, thank you, Taylor, and keep it up. You're doing some awesome work. We appreciate it.
Very good. I'll let you get back to your other interviews.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Katie. So we also have David Crawford on the line. How are you, David?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey,
right.
David.
And
David.
You are with the Special Olympics Georgia, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm on the full-time staff, and I have been there for about 7 years now.
And so your job there, you're the senior sports program manager. Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm actually in charge of organizing the state summer games that are coming up in May, so amongst other different duties as well. So.
So why did you become involved in the Special Olympics?
Well, I grew up in Special Olympics. My dad was the CEO when I was a young kid, so I was fortunate enough to be able to tag along and visit all the different events throughout the state and throughout the year and get to know the athletes at a young age, and some who are still competing in Special Olympics Georgia that I knew when I was, you know, 7 or 8 years old. So, you know, it was something that I grew up with. And throughout high school and college was something that, you know, I always had a soft spot in my heart for and always wanted to potentially come back and work for it. And I was able to get that opportunity after I graduated college. So I've been here ever since.
Well, that's great. And I know that you've got something exciting coming up, right? There's a really exciting event you have in May.
Absolutely, yeah. Our state summer games are coming up on May 20th through the 22nd at Emory University. We're very excited about it. It's one of our best events that we put on throughout the year. It's also one of our largest events that we've had for numerous years. So we're very excited about it. We've got 8 different sports that we'll have. We'll have aquatics competitions, athletics competitions, which is our track and field, flag football teams, gymnastics, soccer, table tennis, tennis and volleyball competitions going on throughout the entire weekend. So it'll be a great weekend.
And so if any of the listeners out there want to attend the Special Olympics Summer Games, what would they need to do? Is there any cost?
No, it is free and open to the public. There's no cost whatsoever. They can just head out to Emory University on Friday, May 20th, or Saturday, May 21st, or Sunday, May 22nd, any day that weekend. And we will have events going on as well as on Saturday. We have what we call an Olympic Town, which is kind of a fun arts and crafts and carnival-style games. And it's a great atmosphere that people can go and enjoy, as well as going and viewing some of the competition.
And Katie, you're competing in the summer games, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Allison.
What sport are you going to be competing?
I am competing with gymnastics with the rope, ribbon, and ball. But I'm learning 2 new routines on my ribbon and my rope for this year.
Okay, and what other sports have you been involved in?
Oh, well, I do bowling, too, for summer games.
Okay, yeah. And what's your absolute favorite sport that you've done?
My favorite sport is gymnastics, like artistic. So my favorite event is the floor exercise. I love my music, and I love doing my awesome cartwheels.
And, David, you've seen Katie compete at the Summer Games or other events, right?
Absolutely, I have. She's very good at what she does, I can tell you that.
Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
So can you tell us a story, David, about something that happened at one of the summer games in the past, or maybe something with Special Olympics that you can share with our listeners?
That is probably one of the toughest questions I could be asked. There are so many different memories of things that has gone on, you know, before I actually came to work for Special Olympics, but also while I've been working for Special Olympics. You know, summer games, being in charge of it, I'm kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off at times, but and trying to just fix things or, you know, help people with certain things. So it's kind of hard for me to be able to stop and watch the competitions and things of that nature. But I do try to take some time and stop and watch a little bit of the competition. So really the best story I can say is just seeing the courage and dedication that all of these athletes put into the competitions, you know, training weeks and months prior to the actual state event and coming out that day and giving it their all. And then, you know, at the end, no matter if they finish first or last, they're extremely excited and happy and proud of themselves. And standing up on that award stand, you know, receiving their medal or their ribbon, is the greatest thing that's happened to them. So that being able to watch that really puts it in perspective. And you know, definitely, I know why I do what I do.
Right, and that's what's important. You know, if you love what you're doing, then it makes it so worth it. So if an athlete or a kid, you know, was wanting to get involved with the Special Olympics, what is your advice to them, David?
Well, they can definitely go on our website at specialolympicsga.org, and there are resources there. There are contact information on the website that they can reach out to via either email or phone call. And get in touch with anyone at the state office, and we will easily put them in touch with the proper person in order to get them affiliated with an existing program, or we obviously can start new programs as well if somebody's interested in starting their own Special Olympics program in their community. So definitely visit our website, and there's all sorts of resources there that we can point you in the right direction.
And what's the youngest age that you can be to be a Special Olympic athlete?
Well, in order to be a registered Special Olympic athlete, you can be age 2, and that is the age between 2 and 7, what we call our young athletes. And they actually cannot compete until they turn 8. But at the ages between 2 and 7, they can go through what we call our young athletes program, which is kind of a training program to develop their skills, physical and skills, in order to move into being competitive at age 8 in different sports. So technically two years old, but in order to actually compete in our state events and at the local event level, they have to be 8 years old.
Okay. And Katie, you said you got started when you were only 6 years old.
Yes. I have.
So you were one of these young athletes first being molded, and then you got to actually compete at the age of 8 for the first time. Do you remember what that was like?
Yes, it was phenomenal. Since I got involved, one of my teachers took a class and go to track and field. I did a relay race, and I did a softball, and it was really fun. At first, I thought I might hurt myself, but I didn't. I didn't give up.
So what can you tell other athletes, you know, out there that have not put themselves to the level of competition that you have? What advice can you give them, Katie?
Let's see.
I know you said they shouldn't give up, so that's important, right?
No. Mm-mm.
I make friends,
I'm like teammates like that, and
right.
Just like to have fun and be out there and
play games
and have confidence.
And confidence is really important, so that's great that you can give that advice to people that are wanting to get involved in the Special Olympics. So, David, mm-hmm. What about people who, you know, want to volunteer for the Summer Games or for Special Olympics Georgia or any of the other Special Olympics out there? What could they do to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, they can definitely visit our website, and we have a volunteer and events manager who is in charge of volunteers, whether it's putting them in touch with the local programs or when it comes to assigning volunteers for our state events. So they can definitely go to our website and contact our volunteer and events manager. Also, you can definitely just show up day of. We take day of volunteers all the time at our state events. So just show up Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and come to the main volunteer check-in area, and you can sign up and be a day of volunteer.
Well, that's great. So all of you listeners out there, if you're wanting to get involved with the Special Olympics, you heard it right here from David Crawford. All you have to do is sign up online, or you can show up May 20th through May 22nd at Emory University, and they can always use volunteers. So it's never too late to offer your services to the Special Olympics. And, David, do the summer games go on in every state, or how does that work?
Well, each state does different things. Some have we host 5 state events throughout the year. Some other states may not host 5. They may host less than that, or they may host more than that. It just kind of depends on the state and the structure that they have set in place. But a majority of your states, if not all, do offer competitions in the summer sports like we offer. It just depends on how they structure their state program.
Right. And so the mission of Special Olympics Georgia is to provide year-round sports and training for athletes, right? Is that what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's to provide year-round sports and training in Olympic-type competition. And it's also to, in a nutshell, is to provide them the opportunity to experience joy and courage and make new friends and be a better member of society. So, I think that the mission statement itself is definitely what we strive to do daily.
That's great. So this goes to Katie's mom, Jeannie, which she's on the phone too. So those of you that are listening in, we have Jeannie on the phone. Jeannie, I know as a parent of a Special Olympic athlete that may put some strain on you or be difficult or maybe it's been a totally wonderful experience. Can you tell us what your experience has been like?
Well, for one thing, as the young people find success and they win their medals, the medals really are a symbol of their succeeding and their growth as a person or as an individual, and we're so proud of them. And there are tears, when they stand on the podium and receive their medals, but they're really tears, I don't want to sound trite, but it's tears of joy because we know that Special Olympics has given them this opportunity to learn so much. And I have had an opportunity to serve various roles with Special Olympics. I've been able to work with the global messengers and help with speeches as the kids go out and tell about Special Olympics. So I've been able to work with Katie on that. And then I've also been able to work with the athletes as an assistant coach role in the gymnastics. And specifically this year, I've been helping with them to learn their new routines in gymnastics. And it's really paid off. And Katie can tell you about her competition just the other day, just this past weekend. The United States Gymnastics Association combined with Special Olympics to hold a national event in Marietta, Georgia. And Katie participated, and she can tell you about that.
One time I got all tangled up in the ribbon, but this time it is part of my new routine. I wrapped myself in the ribbon for my final pose. It is beautiful, perfect.
And is that the same routine that you're going to be performing at the Summer Games?
Yes, the two, ribbon and rope and my ball.
So those of you listening in, if you want to see Katie compete this routine at the Special Olympics Georgia Summer Games, May 20th through the 22nd, you can come down to Emory University and you can see her and all the other fabulous, amazing athletes. And right now, if you want to call in and ask any questions for Katie or David or her mom, Jeannie, you can call us at 516-531-9649. And you can ask us whatever you want. So, Katie, can you tell me about being a global messenger? What is that all about?
Now, that is a global messenger, like me, for example. I go out and share my speeches so that people can learn more about Special Olympics.
And where have you gotten to go by being a global messenger?
Well, I've been to a lot of countries. Like, I went to Morocco, and it's really fun. I get to go to the on the conference to talk about our future. But I wore a camel.
You got to ride a camel in Morocco? How was that?
I really did, Allison. So, but I went to Washington, D.C. twice, President Clinton and President Bush. When I held my hand to President Bush, he said, "Katie, I don't want a handshake. I need a hug."
So what is your favorite country that you've gotten to visit?
I think my best one is the second time I went to Washington, D.C. to meet President Bush.
Okay. Well, that's always exciting. And I know in 1998 you were named Female Athlete of the Year.
Yes.
What was
yes.
that experience like?
Well, my experience, I think it was wonderful. I was surprising, and I was excited.
And I know you've won a bunch of gold medals in gymnastics and all kinds mm-hmm. of sports. How many medals do you think you have?
I won over 100 medals and ribbons, and they are hanging in my room.
Wow. So are you excited about competing at the Summer Games?
Uh-huh. I'm very proud. I'm wound up, and I'm too excited to ready to compete again.
Well, that's great. And I know you have also gotten some other really neat opportunities by being a Special Olympics athlete. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure.
Well, I will jump in here. She's had the opportunity to perform with some of the girls who were Olympic stars at the big Olympics.
Like we know, well, one of my friends, her name is Sharon Miller, and she's a gymnast like me, so I did the balance beam for that, and it's really hard. And it's 4 inches wide. It's tough and scary, but I learned if you do fall, just get back up and try again.
That's right. That's right. Then that's a great motto to have. So, Mom,
yes.
can you tell everyone how Special Olympics has changed your life?
Oh, wow. Well, of course, we've been doing this for 30 years, and sometimes we're asked, you know, why are you still competing? And, of course, the answer is obvious to me because she gets so much enjoyment out of it, first of all. But it's just that good feeling, the joy that you feel. Joy is a big word, really, not a three-letter word. It's a big word. But just to see how much fun she has and how hard she works to get to, the level that she is. And I think that it's such a big, important part of our lives that we've just, I don't want to take it for granted because it's so wonderful to see all of the athletes progress. And I think that's, you know, we ran into someone this weekend that we hadn't seen for a long time. And the kids grew up together, basically, and you see them now as adults and how much it's meant to them because it gives them poise. They learn how to communicate with others. They can answer questions, as Katie's doing today. It gives them a sense of team sport and teamwork. If you're in the workplace, all of that carries over into what they might be doing in the community now. And Katie is a volunteer at a school now.
School is called Challenge Child with itty bitty babies,
with disabilities.
With disabilities, and
I work in the laundry room, and sometimes I work in the kitchen. So I give them positive attitude, and I give them – I'm a role model there. So I look up to them. They can look up to me. So
exactly.
I'm really enjoying myself to be there.
Well, I know that your mom is very proud of you for what you've accomplished. So back to the summer games, you know, I know these are coming up. And what do you do to prepare for the summer games, Katie?
Well, I have to, well, I have a gymnastics gym, and I work hard over there. And I go, like, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday to practice. And I have to work hard to do my best on my routines. Like ball, ribbon, or rope. Yes. And I know it's kind of hard, but I need to learn and do the next step.
And they work really hard to learn the skills, and these are difficult skills in rhythmic gymnastics. Just imagine if you were, you know, dance steps are hard enough, but what if you put a wand with a ribbon on the end and you're going to twirl it around? I mean, it's really fun
right.
to see how far they progress.
Yeah.
Or just imagine holding a ball in your hand and doing things with the ball, rolling it or reaching out with your hand or doing an arabesque balance skill while you're holding the ball. So it really gives them an opportunity to tone their bodies and to focus and to concentrate. And I'm just thinking of all of the things, keeping them fit, keeping them in good shape, good physical condition. It's an extra part of what Special Olympics offers them.
And it gives them strength and love, what we have for all the athletes.
Right. So, David, what has working with the Special Olympics meant to you, and how has that changed your life?
Wow. Yeah, it's meant a lot to me. It was a part of my life at a young age, and I'm very happy that I was able to get involved with the organization at a young age and see where it's grown, see where it's come to today, and now knowing that I'm actually able to be a part of that growth in the future of the organization, it means a lot. It gives me perspective of life, and obviously it's very rewarding to know that you're in a mission to help provide individuals that in the past may not have been able to have the opportunities that, you know, some of us, you know, take it for granted. And knowing that I'm a part of that and providing opportunities for individuals with intellectual disabilities to be just like you and me. So, it's very rewarding. It's a lot of hard work, but it's all worth it in the end. So.
Right. And can you recap for our listeners about the Special Olympics Summer Games and the dates and all the details so everybody can listen in and hear that, because I know you have to run. So can you just give us a recap?
Absolutely, yeah. So the State Summer Games are going to take place May 20th through the 22nd at Emory University. So please come out all weekend. We'll have plenty of events and exciting activities for everyone to be a part of, and plenty of volunteer opportunities to take part in. Our opening ceremonies will take place on Friday evening at 7:30 there at Emory University. So if you'd like to come out and see the exciting opening ceremonies, definitely do that. We have the sports of aquatics, athletics, which is our track and field event, flag football, gymnastics, soccer, table tennis, and volleyball taking place all weekend. So definitely come out May 20th through the 22nd at Emory.
Well, thank you so much, David. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you leave us?
Not really, other than Katie, good luck in a couple of weeks, and I'll be looking out for you and cheering you on.
Thank you. I need that support, David. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. And this is David Crawford with Special Olympics Georgia. He is going to be at the Summer Games, May 20th through the 22nd at Emory University, so make sure you head down there and check out all the amazing athletes that will be at the Summer Games. So thank you, David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Katie. So Summer Games are coming up. I know you have been preparing and all this kind of stuff. How many times a week do you actually practice and train?
Well, I think I practice three times a day a week. Oh, like a week, like Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And it feels really good to do them all.
And how many hours do you practice each of these days?
Now, on Wednesdays, I work and train until
an hour.
Like an hour or so. But first, I have to warm up first, and then I start to train.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that your favorite thing is doing cartwheels.
I do. I love doing cartwheels. My favorite
when
thing to
do.
When
did you learn how to do your first cartwheel? Do you remember how old you were?
Well, I think I was 10 years old, since my older sister, Melinda, she used to do cheerleading and doing gymnastics, and I watched her, and she did awesome cartwheels, so that's why I got it from her. Melinda Wilson Kleinett.
Well, that's great. What other skills do you really enjoy doing?
Bowling.
Oh, I love doing bowling. And the last time I bowled, you must be surprising about this one, I made 210 average on my bowling.
She bowled a 210
wow.
game.
Wow. I was going to say, that's better than my bowling. You know, we went bowling this weekend, and I definitely didn't get a 210, I'll tell you that.
Mm. Yes.
So that's a great job, Katie. So I know you have gotten so many opportunities from the Special Olympics. What is your favorite thing that you've gotten to do?
My favorite thing to do, I love being with my sister's kids, and mostly
watch it when they come and watch you.
Every time my family will come down. True support to watch me, and they have fun seeing me down there.
I think it's always hard, as David said a minute ago, it's hard to pick one particular thing. Katie has had the opportunity to do so many and to travel and so forth, but I know at the top of my list would be meeting, she's had an opportunity to meet some really neat celebrities.
Like John Bon Jovi,
Stevie Wonder.
I sat on his lap. Stevie Wonder, Jamie Lee Curtis from Freaky Friday.
And that's always fun. And they're so sweet and so supportive of the athletes. And
right.
When you went to World Games in Raleigh, North Carolina, you met
Nadia Comaneci and Bart Connor. And they said to me, Katie, you did the most beautiful cartwheels I've ever seen in my life.
And that made you feel real proud, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that really motivates.
Yeah.
Like that really it will motivate you to want to do more and to get better. And I really think that sort of sent Katie on her way to achieve at a really high level. And she is looked up to by all of the, you know, girls at the gym that she goes to at gymnastics in Buford, Georgia. And she has so much to offer them, really, as they watch her and see how hard she works every time.
Yeah. Right. And so, Mom, you made the decision, you know, to join Special Olympics. What made you decide, hey, let's do this?
That's a great question, because when her teacher first asked us if she could compete, you know, in this little track and field event, I was nervous because I worried about Katie a lot because she had heart problems and she was a tiny little thing, and I thought she might get hurt. And then, you know, we said, okay, you know, they told us what she would be doing, and we knew she would be well attended to. So we let her go, and she did great, and she had fun, and everybody just, you know, made a big deal about her, and she got to stand on the podium, and everybody cheered, and we're going, this is really good. This is going to be really helpful. We're all smiling, you know, we're smiling, and we're having fun, and we're meeting other parents, and it just kind of went on from there. And I think, you know, David was telling you, again, some different ways people can volunteer and so forth. But one thing that you could do is just come watch an event. You know, don't be afraid to come out to the summer games. You know, just come out and watch the kids. Find an event you like soccer or gymnastics or, you know, whatever it is, and volleyball. And take a look and see and be fans. We call it fans in the stands, people cheering and everybody.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, come on out.
Come on out, you folks. It's a lot of fun.
Katie loves to see people cheer.
So, Jeannie, what advice can you give to a parent who is sitting here nervous and scared to put their child in Special Olympics? You know, what advice can you give them?
Well, I think the advice would be to go ahead and come out and watch it, because if you know, bring your child, you know, or maybe it's an adult that's never been involved. There are many, many adults with disabilities out there who are not involved and maybe never have been. But if they would come and watch an event, they might realize that this, you know, this is something that we could do. And I know that Katie also was telling you about bowling. And we often see parents coming in with their adult-aged young people, and they've never participated before. And we all welcome them. Everybody's so happy to see them. And we're so happy to put them on a team and, you know, try it. And I'm sure that they would get enjoyment. And they would find a sport that they would be good at. And also the kids are leveled, so they're going to be placed in a suitable level for them. And I think that adds to helping them to feel success almost immediately.
Right. And so those of you listening in, you know, great opportunity coming up for you to check out some of these amazing athletes, which is at the Summer Games here in Georgia at Emory University. It is May 20th through the 22nd, and you can see athletes like Katie doing gymnastics. They've got bowling, aquatics, flag football, table tennis, volleyball, some really great events. So this will be an opportunity for you to come out and see what Special Olympics is all about. So Katie, what is your favorite thing about competing?
Well, I love competing doing rhythmic
medals.
And medals.
I'm saying that her favorite thing is winning the medals.
That's yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. Just standing up there, be proud of myself, and proud of who I am, what I can do.
I think the focus being on what they can do, which we haven't mentioned, you know, instead of, you know, we focus on the disability, you know, to try to focus on their abilities. You know, what are they good at? What can they do? Not on, you know, oh, they can't do this. And, of course, that's all part of a positive attitude. What do you say about positive attitude?
Yeah, positive attitude is a good. I think we can.
If you have a positive attitude.
If we have a positive or good attitude, then we think we can. If we have a negative or a bad attitude, then we think we can't. Special Olympics has
and that's true.
To think, yes, I can.
Right, and that is true. That's great advice, Katie. So they have a really cool opening ceremony with the Special Olympics Summer Games. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. The favorite, the one, some of the athletes will hold the torch and give the torch to the other athletes. and then they light the torch up on that huge
podium.
The podium.
Or stage.
Or stage or something like that. And they would say, "Let the games begin."
And have you ever gotten to pass the torch or do anything with the opening ceremony?
Yes, I have.
And what was that like?
Oh, it's really fun to do that. And
sometimes, you know, this is done by the law enforcement. All over the state, the law enforcement, the police officers, they all come in. Sometimes they come in roaring on their motorcycles with the torch, you know, leading the way for the torch, and they come running in, and it's so exciting, and it's dark outside, and, you know, the lights go out, and here comes the torch, and it's just a thrill. It's, if you can imagine what it is like for, you know, when we see the big Olympics, we call them, it's just so much like that. I mean, it's the same. It's giving mm-hmm. the same opportunities to our kids as it would for a regular athlete.
Right. So those of you just listening in, we are talking to Katie Wilson. She is a Special Olympics Georgia athlete competing in rhythmic gymnastics at the Summer Games at Emory University on May 20th through the 22nd. And if you'd like to call in, tell a story, ask a question, you can reach us at 516-531-9649. So if anybody wants to call in and talk to Katie, if you have a story to tell, maybe you're involved with the Special Olympics in your state, we'd love to hear from you. So Katie, I know there are so many great things that you've done. And you've really, you know, done so much with the Special Olympics of Georgia. Have you met a lot of friends and other athletes along the way?
I have a lot of athletes. And I saw somebody I knew. She's an athlete. So we haven't seen each other for a while. So I love being out there with my athletes. And I think they are very sweet, nice, and also I represent all the athletes from their games, like the sports. I am a honorary board member, so I represent all the athletes.
And what is that about? What do you get to do as an honorary board member?
Well, an honorary board member, I have to represent all the athletes, what they can do in their games, like their sports. It carries over to their skills and their future, what they can do.
Katie served on the Special Olympics
board.
The board for 7 years,
and then
she went on to the honorary board. And she gets to attend some of the functions with donors and sponsors and people who are interested in helping to support Special Olympics. You know, there are over 27,000 athletes in Georgia now.
Wow.
And, of course, you would love to have even more because there are so many out there that would be eligible who are not yet participating. So, we are hoping to get more involved.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the best way to get involved would be to go on the website. What is your advice for that?
I think so. In fact, I was looking at the website last night. It's set up very well. You can get the background story of Special Olympics Georgia, for example. That's where I was. The website I used, specialolympicsga.org. And you can see, you know, it has stories about some of the athletes, just like, for example, it's, you know, has profiles like y'all do with the amateurathletes.com with your website. And the athletes can put their stories, which I think is a wonderful thing that y'all are doing. But on the Special Olympics website, it gives a list of the different sports. It gives contact names and numbers. It shows, again, how the organization's set up, and volunteer information, as David was talking about. And I think that that's just a really, now, you know, with the internet and all the things you can find, it's really easy to find and pretty easy to navigate that website.
Right. And if you're not located in Georgia, every state has its individual chapter. So you could join Special Olympics Georgia if you're in Georgia, or whatever state that you're involved in. I know when I lived in South Carolina, I was involved with Special Olympics South Carolina and coached a unified cheerleading team. So that was a lot of fun. And there's always opportunities like that out there. So if you're listening in, don't be afraid to try something, to get up, try a sport, come out, support the athletes, whatever you may want to do. We also have great volunteer opportunities with Special Olympics Georgia or the one in your state. So like David had said earlier with the Special Olympics, you can come out the day of an event and you can volunteer right then and there. So I know, Mom, you've done some great volunteering work with Special Olympics Georgia. Can you tell our listeners some of the opportunities that are out there?
Well, they always need coaches. And, for example, in a sport like gymnastics, which is pretty specific, and you have to really know how to teach the skills, you can be trained. You know, you can be trained to be a coach in some of those areas. There's always a need there. Some of the athletic events, Katie's brother-in-law, Danny Kleinert, who's a very successful soccer coach here in Georgia. He's worked several years with, you know, organizing the soccer venue. And you'll find that when you look around, that you'll see very skilled coaches working with the athletes. And I think that's a wonderful thing to see. I'm trying to think.
But he did actually help the athletes. He did for the soccer venue.
For the soccer venue. And, of course, for myself, I was saying that, I love working with the athletes, especially because communication and speaking is my background. That just sort of fell into place that Katie would love it. And so we've done a lot with the Global Messengers over the years. And being able to travel with her and watch her, you know, communicating and speaking to very large groups of people, you know, from coast to coast, really. She's gotten to do a lot of that before. I mean, she's spoken before in front of 1,000 people, and it's amazing to see her to do that. And it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and also I'd like to add, I did went to Morocco with a friend named Georgia Sheets and without my parents.
Without us.
Yes, it was kind of fun, but I was nervous. I thought it might take long, but.
Right.
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
Yeah, so it's hard
it's
hard to let them go.
I was going to say to you, Katie, you know, I know you've gotten to speak in front of 1,000 people and all of these things like that. Were you nervous when you had to do that?
Actually, no. I wasn't. Never get nervous doing my speeches and stuff. No.
I get nervous.
But my mom does get nervous.
Don't we all? Moms always get nervous for our kids. I don't know why that is.
Moms why? Get nervous.
She said why.
I don't know. We
right?
Want to be successful.
Yeah, she wants me to be successful, so I can get confidence and do my best to do my speeches.
So, Katie, you have a quote that you like to tell people about being a winner. What is that quote? Can you tell everyone?
Yeah. Well, I have an oath, a special oath. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in my attempt.
And how do you end your speeches sometimes?
And sometimes, see you at the games. I'll be there.
And those games are coming up May 20th through the 22nd in Georgia at Emory University. And Katie will be competing. She's one of the athletes there. So those of you listening in, make sure you head down to Emory University and see Katie and all of the other fabulous athletes. So, Katie, can you tell everybody that's listening what you're going to be doing at the Summer Games again?
Yes, I will competing in rhythmic gymnastics with ribbon, rope, and ball. All three events are really fun. Just get there, enjoy yourself, and be proud of yourself. It is all about
attitude, good attitude.
Good attitude.
Right.
And it feels really good to be on the podium to have these wonderful gold medals.
So if someone is wanting to start competing as a Special Olympics athlete, Katie, what advice do you have for them?
Be brave, work hard, help each other. We can all be winners together.
And that's great advice, Katie. So those of you that are thinking about joining Special Olympics in your state or here in Georgia, you know, go ahead and take a chance. Like Katie said, it's all about attitude and being positive and just trying. So make the effort. And Katie, I know you've done some amazing things with Special Olympics. Do you have any last words that you'd just like to say or a story about your experience?
Yes, I have a lot of experience except for one. I have to tell my own story. It's about the lunchroom story since I was in high school at South Carolina High.
You graduated from South Gwinnett High School, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got the 2000 Student of the Year Award from the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Wow.
Yes.
You've done a lot,
yes.
Haven't you?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I have. The story I'm going to tell you, Allison, it's my lunchroom story. A boy told me, go over and give them a big kiss. So I did, and I thought they were laughing with me.
Oh, Katie, honey, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but we have a caller on the phone, so let's answer it since we've only got a few minutes left in the show. Hold on 1 second, honey.
Uh-huh.
Hello, caller?
Hi.
Hey, what is your name?
Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy, we are speaking with Katie Wilson. She is a Special Olympics Georgia athlete. Do you have a story you'd like to tell us about your experience or a question?
I was just calling in to ask how special it is for you to be part of the Special Olympics and how you got to the Special Olympics and if you meet a lot of people.
Okay.
So did you get that, Katie? She wants to know how you got started with the Special Olympics and if you get to meet a lot of people.
Well, I get to meet a lot of people, like celebrities and stuff, yes.
And teammates.
And teammates, and we have fun together.
Sounds great.
Katie started when she was...
And how did you get involved with Special Olympics is what she also asked.
Yeah. Yes, I started in Special Olympics for over 30 years, but I started doing track and field since I was 6 years old. That's over 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mhm.
Oh, cool. I have a special needs brother, and he played football, not Special Olympics, but he played football, and I also coached Special Olympics. Special needs all-star cheerleading teams.
Ooh, how wonderful. Where?
Actually, I used to coach with Allison.
Oh, okay. So you do have
I thought that was you, Cassidy. When you said your name, I was like, wait a minute, that voice sounds familiar. So, yeah, Cassidy she helped me coach the Special Needs United cheer team in South Carolina. And we got to work with kids that had Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism, and it was just a wonderful experience to unify athletes with special needs and without for a common goal of doing a sport and, you know, winning and succeeding at it.
And seeing them come together is the most wonderful thing ever.
And I think that this is – I'm Katie's mom again – that a lot of people, again, Allison, don't even and Cassidy, don't even realize that unified sports are available where you have athletes who have disabilities and without disabilities on the same team, and how wonderful that can be because they help each other. They learn much from each other, and I'm sure y'all saw that when you were involved. I hope you'll get involved again.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been looking to.
All right, Cassidy, thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Cassidy.
Right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Katie, how many athletes typically compete at the Summer Games? Do you know?
I think we need David here. I think
we need David Crawford here.
Right. I should have asked that question earlier, huh?
Yeah, I would hate to even say I should have looked that up. But that's probably on the website, you know, on the Special Olympics Georgia website.
.org.
You have almost as many people volunteering as you do with the athletes. And so it's quite a large number overall because it's a lot of different sports that are represented.
Right. And so we've been talking to Katie Wilson. She is Special Olympic Georgia athlete competing in rhythmic gymnastics at the Summer Games at Emory University, May 20th through the 22nd. I mean, this girl, she's done it all. She's been competing for over 30 years. She's a global messenger. She's even gone to Morocco and ridden a camel. I mean, I don't know what else there is left for you to do, Katie. You've accomplished so much in your lifetime. She was also named 1998 Female Athlete of the Year, and she has been on the board for the Special Olympics. Katie, what else is left? What is your goal now?
My goal is keep working. I have to keep working, keep training, and do my best. It's all about attitude.
That's right. And I know we do have a sponsor. If you can give them a shout-out real quick.
Mm-hmm. For anyone listening, please go to amateurathletes.com and create a free profile, means information.
Well, great, Katie. Is there any last-minute advice that you or your mom would like to give to anyone out there about the Special Olympics Georgia, how to become an athlete and to become involved?
Never give up.
Never give up.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. Keep training.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Just get there and have fun.
We'd love to meet everybody, so come on out and cheer
for us. It's a lot of fun.
And like they said, there are plenty of volunteer opportunities, so don't be afraid to join the Special Olympics in your state and be part of this wonderful organization. And you'll meet athletes like Katie and her mom at these events. So come out here in Georgia, Special Olympics, Summer Games, May 20th through the 22nd. And Katie, you're going to be out there, and I'm actually going to be coming on Friday to cheer you on a little bit. So I'm excited about getting to meet you.
Right. Great. That's perfect.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on to Amateur Sports Talk. And this has been Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.